welcome back to Life with Brittany, a peculiar podcast. So today I want to talk about why I became a gluten-free eating vegetarian. I have different people who have asked me what had pulled me in that direction and why that interests me and things like that. So just going to go over that and what it means to be a vegetarian for me. So what it means to be gluten-free, how it's been, and just walk through that. So first things first, I am allergic to gluten. Who knew? I didn't know that that was a thing. Then I started hearing about it, you know, a couple years ago. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. Didn't think that affected me. However, I started to notice that every time I had bread, which tends to have gluten in it, every time I had bread, like, it would constrict my breathing. And I already have asthma. So I was like, okay, what is going on? Maybe I ate too fast or who knows, but it was always when I ate bread or pasta, and it was just getting to the point that every time I had bread or pasta, I would have to have my inhaler, and it would still be tough to breathe. And I was like, okay, it's not even worth it anymore. And then going to the doctor and finding out that I have a strong sensitivity to gluten, so I'm allergic in the sense that it does constrict my breathing. I don't have to have like an EpiPen or, you know, I'm gonna pass out, but if I have a lot of it, then, you know, it definitely will have a strong reaction. So I'm not able to eat that. And it's okay. I mean, some people are like, oh, that sucks. Or, oh my gosh, it's so different. I know I tried to get my brother to eat something gluten-free. He's like, no, I don't want that. I was like, okay. You know, years ago, when you took out gluten things, yeah, it probably tasted gross because they didn't have a lot of alternatives. But now there are so many alternatives. Sometimes the gluten-free option, it tastes better than the regular options. But thank the Lord that now that I am a gluten-free, that there are things that are available to me, like regular flour that I can use that is gluten-free, and just almond flour, just other healthier options for me, and I appreciate that. There are also a lot of unhealthy, I mean, you can just be as unhealthy eating gluten or without gluten. They have pastries, they have all the stuff that we're not supposed to indulge in. They still have those things gluten-free too. So just because you're gluten-free doesn't mean you're healthy. You can still eat the bad stuff too, but it is great because when you want those things, you want to be able to eat them. And I know there's still certain cereals I can't eat, which is a bummer. Like, I love Honey Nut, not Honey Nut Cheerios, what is it? Honey Bunches of Oats. I love that cereal, and I can't eat it because it's not gluten-free right now. So just, you know, certain things that kind of suck, but it's definitely helped me be able to be more conscious of what I put in my body, and also helped me to come up with different recipes and things like that. And speaking of which, being a vegetarian has definitely made me come up with some recipes, because you will get tired of just eating sides all the time. And what irritates me sometimes when you tell somebody they're vegetarian, oh, you can just have a salad. Or, oh, you can just, you know, have some sides. Do you just want some sides? You just want a salad? Is that what you want? No, you want a meal. So, yeah, sometimes I want a salad, but I need some meat in there, you know, my veggie meat. And I need some other stuff to sustain me. I'm not a rabbit, you know. So it's just funny to me that people think that's all you want because you're just eating mainly vegetables and things like that. It's like, nah, I need a whole meal, you know, just like you. So anyway, I was a vegetarian, I want to say years ago. I just did it for just because. I like to challenge myself sometimes. I did it for 2 months just to see if I can do it. And it was fine. I was like, all right, cool. And I went back to eat my meat. But in August, I was just experiencing some digestive issues. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to say I wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's meat that's causing the issues. No, it was just like, all right, let me just start limiting stuff and just kind of see what happens and cleanse my body a little bit. Because I know sometimes it takes meat a long time to digest. So I was like, all right. And I was like, okay, well, let me just try being a vegetarian. And at first, it was a little difficult because, like I said, I eat pretty good. You know, I love vegetables and fruits and all that good stuff, but I always had like meat, or whether that was salmon or chicken or ground turkey. I really don't eat a lot of, I didn't eat a lot of beef. My mom didn't really grow, we didn't really grow up having that. She really cooked chicken, fish, and ground turkey. That was pretty much where our ranges were. And I got a pork chop on my birthday, every birthday, because that was my favorite. But I wasn't, you know, I was fine not having that because I don't really eat. I ate beef maybe once every blue moon, and pork every once every blue moon. But again, it was just fish and chicken and ground turkey. And so not having that in every meal was a little difficult trying to make sustainable meals. So I was like, okay, these vegetables are cool and all. And people don't realize that vegetables have sometimes more protein than meat. Depends on what it is. Like beans and things, they do have more protein than meat. vegetables also have carbs and they have fats. And so just trying to see what I was supposed to get, but I was not being full. I had to have protein shakes and I had to eat like so many vegetables just to be full. And I work out about 6 times a week. And so I was just hungry all the time. I just didn't feel fulfilled. And I was getting frustrated because I wanted to stick with this to kind of see if it helped my digestive system. And it was just difficult. And then just a little bit more about my change, not just because, you know, I was having some stomach issues, but I am a professor of public speaking and communications. And some of the presentations that my students had done over the years were about being a vegan or why to choose to be a vegetarian. And then the statistics and things that they gave about helping the planet and stopping cruelty to animals. And I really started doing my own research on that. And I just felt, you know, I need to go ahead and stick with this lifestyle for me. So I was like, okay, cool. So we're going to stick with this. Great. We need to find somebody who know what they're talking about and know how to get you full. Because you do work out a lot. You have a busy schedule. We don't got time to be, you know, messing around with this. You want to make sure that you eat healthy, and it's hard to eat healthy and eat, get everything you need if you don't have your stuff prepared. And that's for anybody, any kind of lifestyle. If you don't have your food prepared, you're more susceptible to go to the vending machine or go to some fast food place or whatever. So I was like, nah, we really need to find somebody who knows what they're talking about. So I have I found a great dietitian through my health insurance that pays for it in full. Come on, somebody. I can see her as many times as I want. And she is wonderful. I appreciate her because she knows she was able to listen to my frustrations, what my goals were, and kind of fit my lifestyle. And so she helped me understand, like I just broke down a second ago, having protein, which is also called meat for me anyway, protein, your carbs and fat, and didn't understanding everything that was in my food. Like I said, I didn't know that vegetables had carbs. Really, I mean, I just didn't know. I didn't think about it. And then knowing what vegetables had more carbs and what vegetables had more protein and had fats and things, and understanding that carbs are good for you, folks. Hello. So all these people on these low-carb diets and all that, that's great. But your body doesn't eat carbs. It's the type of carbs that it uses for that energy, along with that protein and your fats as well. And you do need fats, not the potato chip fats, but like avocado fats and nut fats and things like that. So anyway, again, I am not a dietitian. I'm just going off what my certified dietitian has brought into my life. And we've done tests, and she broke down different components. The tests were able to broke down what my body needed. Not anybody else, but specifically to me. And that's what I appreciate about her, because I was telling her all these different diets I've done and personal trainers I've had and just nutritionists I've talked to. And she was like, that's great. And, you know, you have some good information here and there, but we need to focus on what your body needs, specifically to me. Like I said, so those tests brought those things forth, and she used those pieces of information to formulate a plan for me. And so it's not perfect every day. Sometimes I go over what I need, or sometimes I don't eat enough, but it's definitely a process. But I needed somebody to show me how to successfully be a vegetarian, because I had never been one full time, and nobody that I knew close to me was, except for one friend, but she kind of just eats whatever she wants to eat because she just got it like that. So I need somebody like, okay, I'm not the person that could just eat what they want to eat and just be, you know, the physique that they want, and that I don't have that luxury. So again, I had to get something that worked for me. And it is time consuming. Sometimes I have to write down everything that I eat because I'm new to this. And my dietitian was telling me, she said it can be a little daunting, a little frustrating right now, but you know, once you go through this process for a couple months to a year, you're going to be able to do this in your sleep. You're going to be able to know what you need and what vegetable provides what, and what protein provides what, and what your veggie meat provides. And you can make your own vegetarian burgers and what you need to include in that. But being able to dissect what food is made of really helps you understand what you're putting in your body. And yes, it's great to have like the best of like the Twinkies and the potato chips, and I'm a dessert person, so I love like the pies and everything like that. But what is it doing for your body if you're gorging on that or having sizes that are not the serving size is way past than what you need to have it? And that's another thing I've been working on is she definitely told me you don't have to go away from the sweets. Just start by trying the right serving size. And when I did that, I was like, you know what? I'm actually satisfied with that. You think you need all, or your body wants it, or your flesh wants it, but you don't necessarily need that, and it's not beneficial to you. So I started seeing food as, okay, this is a fuel for my body. This is going to help me in my day to day. And, you know, it's not always pleasant because sometimes, no, I don't want the carrots. No, I didn't want that. I don't necessarily want that then. I want something else. But when I have those carrots and I work out, I feel so much better than having, you know, something sweet or something that, like, you know, that's not a healthy snack. So just doing what's better for my body. My digestive system is progressing. It's doing much better. Just trying to, again, just work with my body. It's changing. While I'm changing what I'm putting inside of it, it's also changing on the inside. So still working through that. It's still a process. Do I miss meat? I miss wings. I don't know why. Not like I ate wings all the time anyway, but I do miss wings, like the lemon pepper wings. Man, listen, from B-Dubs, so good. So, so good. And fried chicken, those two things I miss so much. And so I am trying to bribe my boyfriend to making me some fried chicken through like tofu. I've seen some recipes on YouTube. And so I'm not the best cook. So I'm trying to get him to do that so I can just get that fixed every once in a while. Of course, not all the time, but getting alternatives to not eating meat, and not just alternatives, just making different dishes because I understand like I'm not just eating sides. I want meals. It is difficult sometimes going out, like when I go to a restaurant, especially when my boyfriend is a meat eater. So when we go out together, it's like we got to find a place that serves both meat eaters and vegetarians. That's difficult. Or I go out with my family and none of them are vegetarians. They eat good overall, but they're not vegetarians. And so I usually just, I'm like, well, I just guess I'll get some sides or I'll just eat a salad. And but I hate having to do that because, again, just like you all want a meal, I do too. So I appreciate the people in my life who do make, my friends do a really good job with that too, who do make an effort to make sure that, you know, I find a place that everybody can eat. And my family is starting to get on board with that once they're realizing that this is not just some fly-by-night thing. This is something I'm doing with my life. And so it's really helpful. It gets a little disheartening sometimes when you tell somebody that you're gluten-free or vegetarian. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm like, well, dang, okay. I mean, I'm not just out here trying to be bougie with it. This is what I'm doing. So, you know, it's nice when you have people that do understand those things. The last thing I want to talk about is, let's see. People have asked me, well, have you lost weight? I don't see you really losing a lot of weight. Not really. I haven't really lost any weight being a vegetarian, being gluten-free. I have lost inches though, which is interesting to me. Just my waist has gotten smaller, not as small as I need to be. Come on now. But it has, I have lost some inches. Definitely still, again, working out, work in progress during our current quarantine. I haven't really been able to work out as much as I would like to, but I'm doing the best I can at home. And I just bought a new bicycle yesterday, so I will be getting that popping soon, hopefully, to get, you know, in better shape. And that's really what my goal is. Yes, I would like to look a certain way. Yes, I want a flat stomach. I've been wanting that for a while. And yes, I'm still working on that. But my biggest goal is making sure my insides are healthy, because you can be whatever size and not be healthy. So that's my biggest thing. Like I said, there's things, I said this, I think, in my first podcast, there's things like diseases and certain things that my family has gone through that I would like to avoid the best that I can. And I think that starts with what I'm feeding my body, how I'm treating it, and then making sure that I'm getting everything that I need. So not encouraging to be a vegetarian, not encouraging to go gluten-free, just letting you know what I'm doing for me. It's definitely interesting. It's made me a better cook. So, you know, I said I'm not the best cook. I'm not. Me and my crock pot get it popping. And then also just learning different recipes and trying them out and fixing them and making more healthy options. It takes a lot more effort, I will tell you, to be healthy. I don't care what anybody says. It does. To not have processed food, to get fresh vegetables, to be able to make things from scratch. It is some work for sure, but I think in the long run, it's better. And then once you get used to doing it, just like anything, once you get used to doing it, it becomes second nature. So I don't know. I would encourage you to maybe, you know, try it out. Maybe meatless Mondays or some time of the week. Just have one meal without meat. And I think you'll see the difference. Like I said, you can all, there's a Beyond Burger. Has a really good veggie burger. Try that out. There's this other brand called Life. That's Light Life. They are really good. It's quote unquote loose meat. Like it looks like ground turkey or ground beef. You can make your patties, you can make crumbles or whatever. Those have been like my go-to for my meat or my protein. And then, of course, good protein shakes, making good casseroles, roasting your vegetables in the oven is a game changer, just to let you guys know. But, yeah, there's just so many things. Just like, you know, you might get tired of eating chicken, greens, and, like, potatoes. You know, you have to change it up, too. So just learning how to accommodate those taste buds in a healthy way is definitely just changing my perspective, my mindset when it comes to food. And I think that's the biggest thing I wanted to do, because food was becoming a crutch for me. I'm an emotional eater. I mean, you know, that doesn't go away. Still, sometimes I'm like, I'll have a stress day and I just want ice cream. And I think that's okay every once in a while, you know, but that shouldn't be, food should not be the go-to to comfort. You need to find healthier measures to do that. So that's what, again, I'm not telling you have to do that, but for me, that was my mindset. I was like, okay, I can't just keep running to food when I feel some type of way. I need to find those alternatives. Like I said, not perfect. I still do that, you know, occasionally, but, you know, still fighting those urges to do, to eat certain things, but it's a process. And I think, again, when you change that mindset, you're better, at reaching those goals that you would like, whether it's weight loss, whether it's nutrition, you know, clear skin, all that good stuff. Everything comes with what you're feeding your body, what you're drinking. If you're, you know, drinking coffee all the time and no water, come on, or alcohol all the time and no water, come on, y'all. And then your face breaks out or you feel, you know, you don't feel good, you clean some things up, get your nutrition right, and it helps. Well, it doesn't fix everything, but it does help a lot. So anyway, that's my journey so far as being a gluten-free and vegetarian, and I think it'll, you know, it'll get better. It's not bad now, but I think it will get better once I don't have to write down everything. And once, you know, I have some really good recipes under my belt of what I know how to make and can just do that from scratch. So work in progress, especially somebody who wasn't a big cook before. So, yeah, if you know any good recipes, meatless recipes, gluten-free recipes, please let me know. Send them to me. If you follow somebody on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, who has that lifestyle, please let me know. I'm down to try anything that tastes good. You know, like people say, well, I don't want to eat healthy because it doesn't taste good. No, you can make it taste good. You just got to be mindful in what you're doing. So hopefully that helped you guys understand my vegetarian, gluten-free lifestyle. Thanks for listening.